Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are now 30 seconds into this first hour. It is Monday, the 10th day of October 2005, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. The website's updated daily are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Millions of people killed in highly developed countries within months. Tens of millions worldwide. The global economy in tatters. A Hollywood fantasy? No. It's now a plausible scenario. Nature magazine just 2 months ago. World leaders are running around fear-mongering. Kofi Annan is saying that world government can save us from the bird flu. At the same time, George Bush says that if we'll just get rid of Posse Comitatus and let him become a literal military dictator, everything will be all right. Basically, world government and military dictatorship brings you freedom. And if you don't accept military dictatorship, it's all over. Of course, I even heard Dr. Dean Adele yesterday, the very mainstream syndicated radio talk show host, saying that using troops to fight the bird flu is a joke and you can't quarantine it. And it's ridiculous. The birds fly places, ladies and gentlemen. And on top of it, the military isn't going to be able to stop some type of incredibly pathogenic, transferable, transmittable disease. And then on top of it, the government has engineered and actually beefed up the 1918 Spanish flu influenza. And they've, of course, reconstructed and dug up the original one, but they've got stuff far worse, and they openly mail it around all over the planet, and they openly post on the internet how to manufacture it, and it's all going to be a big boon for vaccine makers and quack medicine sellers as well. So both establishment pharma and alternative pharma will make a mint off of it, and there's lots of charlatans out there selling magic machines that send out super system air to kill all of it. Let me give you a news flash. The air kills flu virus. Yes, the air kills it. The air eats through steel. It's called rust. And so, yes, there are these quack pronouncements that, you know, these different air generators will kill pathogens. Well, yes, the air does. The air does. So, I mean, it gets old. You know what? We're going to talk all day about the bird flu today because it's reached fever pitch hysteria. And this is exactly, look, the New World Order can't scare you with fake terror alerts anymore. People pointed out that Al-Zarqawi, Zawahiri's been killed over 10 times and captured. And it's public now. I mean, the mainstream news talks about the American people thinking the terror alerts are a fraud. And so now they've moved on to, we need martial law or the floods will get you. We need martial law or the bird flu will get you. We got Bill Sardi coming on. Big health writer for some of the biggest publications in the country. And he agrees that there's hype associated with the bird flu itself. But there are other flus out there that you're not being told about that are extremely dangerous. So we'll talk with Bill Sardi in the next hour. We'll have open phones in this hour and, of course, cover some other news as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 1-800-259-9231.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has arisen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got investigative health journalist Bill Sardi joining us in the next hour to talk about the bird flu and just amazing information that he's dug up concerning it and several other flus that are much more deadly. But again, as usual, the media and the government are hyping what is the least threat in a whole gallery of threats from super flus. But we've always dealt with super flus and super colds. Why now do we need martial law? And why is Kofi Annan running around saying one world government is the answer? It can save us. We must pool our resources into a global system to fight this. And then meanwhile, we read the UN's own documents, and they say they want to reduce us forcibly with plagues and with vaccines tainted with sterilization agents. The very crew who is obsessed with all of this control are the very people now telling us how they're going to take care of us during pandemics. There isn't a relationship. There isn't a connection. There is a clear wedding of these facts. It's like if a bank robber, a known bank robber, who's been in prison twice for robbing banks, is seen leaving the scene of a bank that's robbed. You're going to go to them first. But oh no, the UN says they openly want to kill us, reduce our population, use food and water as a weapon, sterilize us through vaccines. They get caught doing it repeatedly. And now the World Health Organization and others are busy mailing weaponized plagues around the planet to anybody that wants them. Our own government, Centers for Disease Control, is doing it, mailing super flu to thousands and thousands of people. It's just happening everywhere, and they're saying, brace for it. Brace for giant population reduction. We'll need martial law while this is happening to keep you safe. 2 and 2 equals 4, folks. So that's coming up, as well as your calls, 1-800-259-9231. Crystal, 1 or more indictments in the next 3 weeks. Lord Crystal, rats leaving the sinking ship. This is out of the Weekly Standard, the neocon Trotskyite publication. And I don't say that as a rhetorical flourish. I mean that. Trotskyite. The neocons are Trotskyites. The CIA, literally, known as the OSS, as its precursor, the American and British Red Cross before that, were intelligence agencies. And they put Lenin into control. Then Stalin took over, and he wasn't following orders for a period. So the Fourth International was formed by Trotsky in Mexico City, where the Soviets later had him assassinated. And Mr. Crystal's father was the head of the Fourth International. This is public. This is Washington Post. This is Toronto Star. This is, they brag about this. And then, quote, they decided to become conservatives. And if you believe that, look at Bush's, who he's pushing for Supreme Court. Look at the gun control measures. Look at the open borders. Look at the signing on to UNESCO. You didn't think a Democrat could get away with this, do you? See, the big corporations want to socialize our wealth so they can then suck it out. They need to create big reservoirs so they can suck the reservoirs dry. Big government and big corporations are wedded. And then the neocons put out the same propaganda. Look at that poor, evil woman on welfare, when that's about 10% of the welfare. The rest of it's the government and private corporations. But they talk all day about how they're fighting big government. I mean, I heard Limbaugh this weekend, local rebroadcast, for an hour, talking about how, you know, the conservatives are fighting big government. It's not true. All right, I'm already digressing, and I want to go to your calls. Crystal, one or more indictments in the next 3 weeks. Weekly Standard editor Bill Crystal on Fox News Sunday. Criminal defense lawyers I've spoken to or friendly to the administration are very worried there will be one or more indictments in the next 3 weeks of senior administration officials. Just looking at what Fitzgerald is doing and taking him at his word, you know, being a serious prosecutor here, and I think it's going to be bad for the Bush administration. And then, now, that was his comment from Fox News. This on the heels of what happened just a few days ago on Friday with the New York Times talking about indictments. Now they want Karl Rove to testify again, but they're saying, look, we won't promise you that you won't be indicted. We won't promise you that when you come to testify that we're not going to clap you in irons, Bubba. But this whole thing could be a Rovian trick, so don't hold your breath. Someone like Bill Crystal doesn't get information like this by accident. It's being fed to him. If there is an indictment, he can prepare the base. Towards the end of the segment, Crystal got started saying, I hate the criminalization of politics. The best way to stop the criminalization of politics is to get the criminals out of politics. Well, clearly this is being used as political warfare. And they should get in trouble for the Valerie Plame incident with Ambassador Wilson. But why are they getting in trouble for that? We have them red-handed. Total felonies, every count. Every dollar, every contract, just thousands of them. Giant million and $100 million and $1 billion contracts. I mean, they run the gamut from $16 billion down to $50. Just thousands of contracts run directly by the vice president and Scooter Libby. Directly out of the vice president's office. Right into the Pentagon for Halliburton and Bechtel and Brown and Root and other subsidiaries and the Carlyle Group. And it's all conflict of interest. I mean, the vice president's got major holdings in all the companies I just mentioned. Obviously, former head of Halliburton. Meanwhile, his wife is on the board of Lockheed Martin. I mean, she's just making hundreds of millions a year off of it and directly giving contracts to his wife. It's totally criminal on the face of it. You know, I tell the FBI every day, a lot of people at the FBI are well-meaning people. They're just useful idiots like everybody else in this country. And I go, you know, why don't you go get a grand jury to indict DynCorp for kidnapping 200,000 women and children? I mean, it's admitted. They've been found guilty in a civil court. They admit to it. Their own employees are on record. You know, why don't you come down here to Austin, Texas, where they've got one of their big bases, and start arresting people? No, you're not going to do that, are you? It's, you know, we have Bill Clinton with communist Chinese generals in the White House and all these top people and their thousands of faxes and emails and supercomputers and missile secrets. And what does Kenneth Starr go after Bill Clinton for? Cigars and blue dresses, which is something the public will latch onto. But it's like if you're being chased by a pack of hungry Doberman pinchers and they're going after you, or you're being chased by a pack of pit bulls, fighting pit bulls, snarling and snapping, or bull mastiffs frothing at the mouth. It's an old tactic for thieves to carry a couple of steaks in their backpack, you know, the cat burglar, and just throw those over your shoulder. And a lot of dogs will stop like feeding frenzy sharks and fight over the meat. But they don't even throw meat over their shoulder. They'll just throw a little desiccated bone over their shoulder, and we'll all spill around and start grabbing on the diversion and snapping at it viciously. So I don't know what to say about the whole thing. I really don't, but it's amazing. Okay, I said I'd hurry and get to your calls here. I've now spent 10 minutes on this one article. But are indictments coming down? Looks like it. Who's going to be indicted? And it's just like with Nixon. They will use somebody, and then they will blow them away politically. They will torch them. And then, oh, the sacrificial lamb, oh, we've really treated the government to a defeat, oh, we can all go back to sleep, this mounting revolution against this tyranny, oh, everything's okay, the cameras are going to stay up, and the militarization of police is going to continue, and the Inde Posse Comitatus will continue, and the expanded powers of the federal government will continue, and the gun control will continue, and all these appointments will continue, but that's okay, because Bush, at least, will have a ceremonial victory over a puppet. U.S. weighed military strikes in Syria. They're weighing more attacks, AFP reporting. Officials, New York City terror plot, uncorroborated. That is totally fake, what you saw last week. Completely transparent. Whole generation lost in quake, Pakistan's military spokesman has said. An entire generation of young people have been wiped out in the area's worst hit by massive quakes. And you know about the quake that hit areas of Pakistan and India, the two rivals. Major General Shaukat Sultan, quoted by AFP News Agency, said children had been the biggest casualties, many killed when schools collapsed. Of course, government buildings always the worst. At least 20,000 people are thought to have been killed in Pakistan, with some reports suggesting the tolls may double to 40,000. And, of course, martial law wouldn't have saved them. Here, martial law is the answer for everything. Got a toothache? Martial law. Got a toenail that's been stubbed? Martial law. Got a brain tumor? Martial law. Not making good grades in school? Martial law. Having marital problems? Martial law. Got a stomachache? Martial law. Got a hernia? Martial law. Many areas hit by the quake are only just being reached by aid workers. Well, we need to pray for those poor folks. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, and track these earth changes as well. Your calls first, though.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Let's go straight to your calls. More news coming up in the next segment. Then we've got, just an incredible researcher and journalist, Bill Sardi, a health journalist, joining us to talk about all the latest developments with the bird flu and all the hype and other threats you're not hearing about. So that's coming up in the next hour. Jeff in Ohio, you're on the air. Jeff, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, I took a little break from tracking the New World Order for a while, and I come back and start watching the news again. And the past week, there's been two major stories, one on local news and one just reported on Fox about a half hour ago. The first one was a local story in the news with like a save-your-money type thing, and they said that gas stations are now going to start putting a $100 charge on your credit card so that when you buy gas, if it's a lower amount of money and the money's not available in the account, then they have that $100 charge like an escrow to pay for the gas.
Well, see, that's the problem with only using cashless systems like credit cards and debit cards. And I was aware that they were talking about doing that. But what they'll do is they'll use that float and then basically rack up hundreds of millions of dollars of your money and then basically use that, use the interest off that. It's patently illegal, and we should all protest by using cash. Don't be lazy, folks. Have cash. Walk in, pay with cash, make them give you a receipt. Don't put up with this. It's another problem with these easy passes and, you know, that they're putting in at the Tony the Tiger places, or Tony the Tiger's cornflakes, the Exxon Tiger.
I've already noticed on my account that when I get gas now, it starts out with a $1 charge, and then it gets readjusted like 4 or 5 days later to what the actual charge was on the pump. So they're actually setting up a system right now with a $1 charge on your account, and then I guess when they get ready to implement it, they'll go ahead and push it up to the $100 pre-charge.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, they're making massive profits. If your credit card doesn't work, you go in and you write them a check, or you call somebody and they come and pay it, or they get your name and stuff and you bring it back an hour later. It's not a big problem.
Now, this next one on Fox News, you're not going to believe. Well, you'll believe it, but they just reported on Fox News about a half hour, 45 minutes ago, that very soon, if you make a purchase on a credit card, that if it's a $4.10 purchase, that they'll go ahead and round the purchase up to $5, and then that 90 cents, instead of being a $4.10 charge, it'll be a $5 charge, and that 90 cents will go into a savings account for the buyer. And they're going to start rounding up numbers on these card purchases, and then you'll have an account set up with this change that'll be accruing as you make credit card purchases, and it's like a forced savings. And all I can see there is that's setting up to essentially get millions or even billions of dollars into accounts that then can be hacked and they can steal all the money out of them.
Well, more than that, it's going to be for the new cashless tolls and things. We have to make people build up these accounts and get people accustomed to it. I wasn't aware of that.
It just got reported.
I'm sure they said it was totally wonderful.
Oh, well, you know, everything's...
They know people. The general public has gotten to such a dumbed-down state right now, Jeff, that they could literally start barbecuing small children on the White House lawn, and it would be hailed as Christian.
I'm there with you. I mean, I cannot believe, you know, the apathy in this country now and the things that are coming over news wires, and you sit there in front of people and you go, I can't believe they're getting ready to do that. And they look at the end, they're like, oh, you read too much into things, and, you know, you're always, you know, looking
at... Yeah, just go along with it. They wouldn't do nothing to hurt us.
Yeah, well, not this cowboy.
Hey, did you hear about the Red River shootout? UT won, man. That's what matters. Listen, thanks for the call, Jeff. And understand, folks, I'm not against football, but I was reading the paper yesterday, and it was incredible relief in Texas. People celebrate. And it's just, this is such a victory. I feel this has made my life. They got old people on the news. I can die now. You know, you're not worried about the dollar being devalued by 45%. You're not worried about total loss of freedom and sovereignty. People don't even know what the Bill of Rights is, or all the troops that are dying. And no, that doesn't matter. It's just... Oh, man, UT won. I mean, literally, that's what matters to you. Not that your children are being brainwashed, or not that they're being dumbed down, or not that all this horrible stuff's happening. Now to be a man, now to be a leader, now what you value isn't even your country. It's simulated, ritualized combat known as football. I mean, that's what's good now. And it's just scary. I mean, they're talking about a flu killing a billion people, and you talk to the general public, they go, I don't care. Just martial law will fix it. UT.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
America, why are we so different than the rest of the world? We don't have more resources. In fact, many other regions of the world have many times the resources we do. We didn't have the biggest geographical area. In fact, we had a lot of things against us. Why? Why is America America? Why does everybody want to come here? We were never perfect, but compared to other nations, we had more freedom. At least a larger portion of society had liberty and freedom. You know, it wasn't total at the beginning of this country's history, and it's still not today. But in ancient England or France or Japan, even the noblemen, even the lords, even the dukes and the duchesses and the viscounts and the barons, they could be seized by the king and have their heads lopped off. No one had true liberty and sovereignty. Even the king had to be worried about being assassinated by other members of his family so that they could ascend to the throne. America was different. And so 4% of the population had over half the world's wealth. For the last century, we had about half the world's wealth. And then the last 30 years, that began to disappear. Now we've got about 38% of the wealth. And that's rapidly, just in the last few years, plunging downward. But don't worry, you got plenty of football. You see, you got your priorities screwed up. Liberty and freedom comes first. Because where you have liberty, what does the Bible say? There the Spirit of the Lord dwells, or where the Spirit of the Lord dwells, you have liberty. Where you have liberty, you have freedom, and you have milk and honey. You have, well, that was the candy back then, milk and honey. You have a good life. The problem is where you have liberty and freedom, you then get complacent, you get decadent, you get slothful, and then you get usurped. Ah, so what if they're taking my freedom? Ah, they're not getting me, they're just getting my neighbor today. Ah, so okay, I'm getting audited and I paid my taxes, but they're taking my house anyways. Ah, well, so what? Or, hey, the government just gave me a tax cut. Well, to have liberty, you got to be wily. What is it? Is peaceful as a dove and wise as a serpent? But see, to be wise as a serpent, you got to go, wait a minute. If the dollar's been devalued by around 45%, we have massive hyperinflation, but the news told you you didn't, so you don't. I know, 45% is not a problem. It's massive, folks. It's huge. But that's one reason that the illegal immigration has slowed a bit. I mean, they're still pouring in at massive levels, but it's not quite what it was 3 years ago. You know, the increase has slowed a bit because the dollar is getting so worthless that the illegal aliens are having more and more reasons just to stay in Mexico. But again, side issue. Oh, we gave you a 7% tax cut, certain tax brackets. Oh, boy. But wait a minute. Would you rather have a 7% tax cut, or would you rather have your dollar not be devalued by 45%? Let me ask you again. What's a bigger loss, 45% or a 7% increase? Well, obviously, that's still a 38% decrease in your net worth. And so that's why energy's up. That's why real estate's up. That's why staple items are now up. That's why everything, a taxi ride's up. That's why everything is up. The cost of a ream of paper's up. A few things are still low. Slave baubles, video games, and CD players. That's about it. Okay, I'm going to stop preaching and take your calls. It's just I have arguments with yuppies. Things are going quite well right now. That's not really a yuppie voice. That's a good old boy, nouveau riche voice. Let me do the yuppie voice.
Oh, Alex, whatever. I'm doing quite well right now. What are you talking about? I got a tax cut. I don't know about you.
Okay, c'est la vie. I mean, do you like being conned? Do you like being manipulated? Do you like being fooled? Do you like being scammed? I know I don't. It makes me very upset. I mean, I would much rather not have a tax increase or a tax decrease. And Freudian slip, yes, I don't want a tax increase. I'd much rather not have that tax cut than just have my dollars stay at what it was. Again, I'd rather not take a 45% reduction and then get a 7% cut. And I know I keep repeating that, but it's somehow people don't understand that, and it's really simple. Our government has turned into nothing but a out-of-control wrecking crew sucking everything dry. And they've never behaved like this before. We've never seen a looting in modern history. The last one we saw was in 1928 into 1929 and Black Tuesday. The last time we saw just bedlamite, wild, tongue hanging out, eyes pointing in different directions, wild frothing. Like, you know, the exterminators will tell you when they spray cockroaches with poison, when they go down into some crawl space, there's 1,000 cockroaches and they hit them with spray, the cockroaches start fornicating. And I'm telling you, folks, that's what scares me right now. I've got a lot of anxiety right now. I don't normally. I'm normally very calm, very brave, very focused, and I'm still dealing with it. But things are not good right now. Things are not good right now. All the indicators, all of the, coldly, scientifically look at it, And then my the more emotional areas of my psyche are very upset right now. I don't know about you, but I mean, I want to start breathing fast right now. I mean, this is bad news. And the government is basically just fornicating. They're just literally an orgy of corruption. It's just grabbing and snatching, and everybody's getting what they can. It's like when a big ship's going down in the Atlantic, and some people spent their time running around opportunistically stealing jewelry. And basically, that's what they're doing. And then I see the general public, and I just love the horns. Hey, listen, your dollar's been devalued, and they're setting up slave camps, and they're getting ready to totally control your life, and every major road's going to be a toll road. And listen, it's going to be horrible. They're militarizing the police. They're trying to take our guns. But the Red River shootout, man, I went to Dallas and drank a lot of cold beer. Man, we really whooped them. We really whooped them folks up there in Oklahoma. I feel good, man. Yeah, but your children have no future. It don't matter. My whole self-view and my whole self-image, my whole worth, my whole ego's tied up in a simulated combat. What do you think they did in Rome, folks? And I just look at these people. Everybody in Austin, not about half the population wearing orange. I took my wife and family out to lunch Saturday, and everybody's inside watching at the restaurant. It's this beautiful day. I mean, blue skies, 70 degrees, just majestic. And nobody's outside with us. They're all inside, crammed around big TV screens. I was eating over at Manja Pizza, and I'm outside just loving the beautiful sound of the birds, and I could look down at the river, and I'm there with my family, and it's crisp, and we're like 68 degrees, and I just... so nice. It's been 108 degrees here the last few months, and you know, to be able to eat outside, and I'm just looking at them inside. Who cares? You know, a bunch of roided meatheads stumbling around, running into each other. And I played football, folks. I loved football. But it just isn't in the same universe when we got a government putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. I mean, you'll go give your kids deadly shots. You won't spend $250 to get a water filter to filtrate your water. You'll give it to your kids. Sit there and you won't even buy organic milk for your children. I see it all the time, which is going to screw your daughters up and increase their breast cancer. Why do you think women are getting breast cancer? Because, folks, the hormones in the milk are hyper, and in a bunch of other foods, including soy, hyper. Estrogenic, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I've read a lot of the big studies. And so, you know, your 8-year-old daughter isn't supposed to look like she's 14. And we can all, you know, make jokes about it. You know, look at these kids today. They look like they're 20 when they're 12. That's why, you know, a woman is supposed to get, by God's design, breast cancer when she's 80, folks, not when she's 32 years old. You know, the wages of sin are death. You understand that? We're all under attack. We're all being poisoned right now. We all need to get our priorities straight. You understand that? I mean, I feel like being like a drill sergeant and going, soldier, do you understand that enemy is there to kill you? This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is not a drill. There's 1,000 points. Do you know about the carcinogens in the water? What the FDA and the EPA allow? The Environmental Protection Agency allows masses of literally thousands of poisons. The water table is a toxic stew, and you'll sit there and you will drink it. And again, that's just an obvious in-your-face example. And look, I do it too. It takes discipline. Quite frankly, I shouldn't go to a restaurant and drink iced tea because it's got tap water in it. I should demand, you know, we should demand they have filtered water. And then, and I guarantee you, if people got educated and signs out front said filtered water or reverse osmosis water, it's just like we demanded organic food. Now we have a choice. And look, I harp on the water because these people know every football play, every football trick, every... handoff, just every, you know, reverse blitz, whatever. They know every football move there is. Every play but they don't know the Fourth Amendment. And I just, it makes me sick. And there's such value in it. Oh, UT. Oh, I hope they've got to win. Oh, they've got to, oh. And I'm not saying you're bad to go to a football game and eat a hot dog, okay? I'm not saying you're bad to like that. But when it's your God, that's what idolatry is. People think of, you know, why does the Bible say don't worship idols? Because that's all they did, was worship them and love them and talk about them and give offerings to them. And they worship the people that won the chariot races as gods, and they would bow down before them, and that's all they cared about. You're not, you got to get the basics done first. Like, you know, take the Jewish Kabbalah, clearly satanic, clearly bad. But, you know, even in the Kabbalah stuff, they say you're not supposed to get into it until you're 40 years old, married with children, or a high-level rabbi or whatever, because, you know, you have to have the basics of your life prepared first, you know, the hierarchy of needs. But people don't do that in society today. They just go and they jump into, you know, entertainment and partying, and they do it first. And you're not supposed to do that. I mean, I duck out and go see a movie every few weeks. I duck out and, you know, well, I haven't in years, but that's not true. Last year I watched 2 baseball games. That's because, you know what, I felt very guilty after I'd done it, because I should have felt guilty. You know, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, but at the same time, I mean, really, can we sit here doing this? Look, I know this. You better not be watching the football or watching the baseball. If you don't like it, change the channel, folks. You better not be doing that if you haven't done all your homework with your children. If you haven't read to them about history, they're very interesting, good children's history books. If you haven't, you know, talked to them about the nature of good and evil and about God and the devil. Again, folks, I know parents today. You drive by people's houses in my neighborhood and all the windows are glowing blue. That's the color of a television set's Corona. It's like a science fiction movie. They're all dead, basically, watching. We're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to run the planet. We're supposed to interface with nature and society. We're supposed to build things as carpenters. You know, that's our job, is to build things and do things and debate. You know how fun it is to go down to UT when they're having the debates in the speaker's corner, or they have them over in England, with thousands of people arguing and debating up on soapboxes. I mean, that's the real world, and you're outside and the sun's shining on you and birds are tweeting. You know, I don't watch TV. I am TV. I do TV because I need to warn people, not because I even like television. All right, I'm preaching, and it's just, look, I'm not against sports either. I think playing sports is good because it teaches you discipline and teaches you confidence and teaches you and gets you physically in shape. I think Little League baseball and football are wonderful, and soccer and all of it. Let me be clear. But this worship, this tribal war, we're going to Dallas, we're going to all drive up there and spend money we don't have, and we're all going to have a simulated war in this sports stadium, and we're going to cry if our team loses, and we're going to triumphantly roll around with endorphins flowing if we win. Those are reserved, those war endorphins, when the enemy tribe has been raiding you for years and killing you and kidnapping your women and children, which is what the government does. That's the real enemy tribe. And that is meant when you get out there with that battle axe and they're charging at you and you do everything you can and you hack for hours and your arm's half severed and they bind it up and you're going to die, but you've defeated the enemy and your women are there tending you and you're laying there with your arms and legs hacked open, bleeding, but you defended them. You defeated the enemy. You're supposed to have those endorphins because it's incredibly painful. It's incredibly savage. It's something that's hard to do, and your brain has to reward you for being a man. Okay, for taking that battle axe and getting out there and just, that's what war is. Don't let them ever pervert it and turn it into this abomination. There is only one war that is good, and it is holy, and that is a defensive war. And that's what we're fighting. Make no mistake. Sometimes I wish it was that simple, just to have the enemy horde coming at us and just to see them and just, let's get it on. to defend your families. That's the only war there is. To take a war and to go have a simulated war is disgusting. And, you know, I contradict myself. I sit here and say sports are good training. Yes, we have that avenue. It's a good place if you play the sports to hone them and develop it. But then to make it your God is a serious abomination. To sit there and the war is around you. The war is business. The war is your life. The war is not letting your kids get on cocaine and heroin. The government ships in. The war is not drinking poison water. The war is not taking their vaccines. The war is exposing them. Make no mistake, folks, I'm in a war. They could trump charges up on me for, you know, anything any day. They could blow my head off any day. They could do it. But I'm more than happy to do it because I realize it's a war. Folks, I see the enemy. I know what it is. I know when those cameras go up what they are. I know what all this is about. I know it's a war. It's an attack. It's a dehumanizing push against you and your family. So don't ever, you know, when you feel those euphoric feelings when your team wins, those are misplaced feelings, folks. We'll be right back. We'll talk to Rodney in a minute.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
There's a war. You're under attack. Even the servants of the system, you're being used. You're under attack. Join us. Join humanity. Get back to the Constitution. Join the true Americans that love this nation. Rodney. Rodney in Tejas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Great show.
I'm talking to you, my friend. What's going on?
Well, here's what I want to just kind of step back with this thing with the it's the propaganda with the flu. I was looking at your website, and it was talking about martial law, bringing in the troops to do this, and I'm thinking, if this is so contagious, what is going to prevent the soldiers, from catching the flu? If you recall from history, during the Spanish flu...
No, they're always the worst, and they'll actually spread it with their deployments. No, all the experts say total disaster. It's the opposite of what you want to do. But, see, they don't care. It's not about this flu.
Right.
It's about martial law. It's about getting that precedent set, Rodney.
Right, that's exactly what I...
This is war. It's what Jim Tucker said in his article. America is being occupied.
Mm-hmm.
This is just like Julius Caesar occupying Rome.
I'm just trying to get people out there like you to think, what about money? If avian flu is so contagious, when you touch money, and money is, spread around probably even more so.
Oh, we have to get rid of it, see? We have to have ID cards.
Mm-hmm. And when you touch ID cards and door dials...
They've already had promotions to demonize money.
Right. And I'm not trying to demonize cash, but I'm just saying that this is ridiculous.
Well, number one, the flu viruses die within 30 seconds to a couple minutes.
I agree.
That's just the scientific facts. Air kills viruses.
Right.
That's what air... have you noticed how a piece of steel out in the field will rot?
Yes.
That's air eats through it.
Yes.
And so these things are where somebody sneezes and you breathe it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can have all the special air purifiers and air cleaners in the world. That doesn't do anything, folks, unless your house is totally sealed and those cleaners are to keep stuff from the outside getting in. What you get it from is somebody bringing it in and coughing on you and you breathe it.
Mm-hmm. But, I thought about that, and I recall from history that during the Spanish flu, most of the people who died from it were soldiers.
Well, it was people with good immune systems. That particular flu would create such an incredible autoimmune response that within hours somebody could die. Your lungs, with an autoimmune response, would fill full of liquid, and then you would turn purple, and then you'd start bleeding from every major orifice.
Right.
And so that's what that particular flu did.
And now what they're trying to do is mutate it and make it even worse.
They already have, and they mail it around like hotcakes to everyone, not because that's going to release it, but so when they do release it, there's plausible deniability.
And just one other story, jumping over to this story that I've seen at your website about this guy with the lurid photos of the savagery, from the soldiers killing the prisoners over in Abu Ghraib on his internet site. And they arrest this guy, claiming that he's putting up terrible pornography, which, it has nothing to do with pornography, but everything to do with them not wanting the American public to see these lurid, incriminating photos of what actually happened over there and down there in Guantanamo.
No, you're right. Thanks for the call. And for all the so-called Christian conservatives, if you think raping people's wives in front of them and then beating the husband to death is Christian, then you're not a Christian, folks. You're of your father, the devil. So kneel before him and just let his black wings encompass your doom. It's really simple. Congress would not allow the release of several thousand videos and several hundred videos. Several thousand photos, several hundred videos of stuff that is unspeakable.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.